All right. This is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And the question I'm posing to you today is, what is the best way to spend your time? Many people, particularly right now, are contemplating a lifestyle change. Possibly it's a new job or starting a business, moving to a new area, a new home, a more fulfilling relationship. More fulfilling relationships, friendships, overcoming a health issue, financial issue. Change is often prompted by the awareness that the landscape of our life has become lackluster, challenging, or emotionally dissatisfying. Before you make any change, there is something I would like you to consider. What is the best way to spend your time? What is the best way to spend your time? And this answer is not based on something outside of you. It's flowing from within you. I first heard this question on a Unity Church radio program. I believe the topic was actually on money and work. However, I think this question can be applied to any area of your life. So here's my challenge to you, my loving challenge to you. Stop thinking about lack or what is not working. And start meditating, contemplating, and assessing the best way to spend your time. Your intuition holds all the answers, and all you have to do is go within and receive these messages. Take the time, journal on it, journal on it, journal on it. Take a whole weekend. Think about it, pray on it. You're going to get a clear message. Once you know the best way to spend your time, then you can make changes in your life that align with the way you want to live. You'll start to do what you say you're going to do with greater ease and enthusiasm. So this is your lifetime. Why not make it your best? So how to do this exercise? Pull out a piece of paper, pen, take a few deep breaths, allow your body to relax. You may want to express some gratitude for this sacred moment. And gratitude for all the answers being revealed to you. Bless and affirm that these answers are for your highest and greatest good. Take a few more deep breaths. Then ask yourself, what is the best way to spend my time? Write down the words and images that come up. Be willing to connect the dots of your intuition to uncover your sincerest desire for how you would best like to spend your life. End with a prayer of gratitude for the session being complete. Review your list. Think of specific actions that you can take right now, and then do those actions. And choose what feels the easiest from those actions. Simple and powerful and enlightening. That's the energy you want to hold as you do this practice. Simple, powerful, enlightening. And my spirit guides are jumping in. They're saying you may want to do this exercise 3 days in a row before you actively start taking action. You could even do it for 7 days. You could do it over a weekend. Just give it your all. And you'll get a very clear picture of what the next step is for you. I think sometimes we try to make life changes from our practical mind, our intellectual mind, without considering our heart. But now more than ever, you need the power that comes with a heart-centered response, right? You need to set desires that are truly desires of your heart, not just what seems, not just what sounds good. I see a lot of people doing things that just sound good, right? And now it's time to do things that feel really good to you. All right, that's my show. How would you like to spend your time? If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. Maybe you're ready to consider how you want to move forward, what change you would like to make, and actively make those changes to create the life of your dreams. If that sounds like you, I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package, as well as the Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you for listening. It's always a joy. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.